Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality. Experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf. Hope you're having a great Sunday morning so far. And the PGA Championship, the second major on the men's calendar, takes place this coming week at historic Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. And the PGA Championship is run by the PGA of America. And each year at this major, the top 20 finishers in the PGA Professional Championship, known as the Team of 20, earn a spot in the PGA Championship. And my next guest, Alex Beach, is among this team of 20. He's earned a spot in his fifth straight PGA Championship, his sixth overall, and he joins us now. Good morning, Alex Beach. Welcome to Talking Golf with Anne Liguori.
Good morning, Anne. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, congratulations on earning a spot in this, your fifth straight PGA Championship. That's unbelievable.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a little surreal. I mean, it's hard to say this has become normal, but very happy with the result and excited to have another chance at the PGA Championship.
And I understand no other player has qualified from the PGA Professional Championships more than like two straight years, and you have five straight years. So you're the only one that's qualified more than two straight years. And then this is your sixth overall. So that's amazing.
Yeah, it's been quite a wild run. Humble beginnings to wherever we are now. And it's certainly a week that is very special for myself and the other PGA professionals that get a chance to play in a major. And in some ways, I know what to expect now. And so, you know, the timeline of where I started to where I am now has changed in terms of expectation, but, you know, it's really special to be a part of something like that. So greatly looking forward to it once again.
So what are your expectations this year?
Great question. If I had to quantify it, I'd love to make the cut and play the weekend. That, unfortunately, is a question I have to answer often. You know, it's something I've never accomplished. It's not to say I haven't been close. My third one in San Francisco, I missed the cut by two shots. I was the low club professional. In Kiawah Island, I was well inside the cut line and suffered a back injury during my second round that kind of derailed that. Southern Hills last year, I was well inside the cut line and had to play Friday morning when the weather was just really challenging. If everything that I can control goes well, we'll have a great chance. But outside of that, these weeks are so much fun. I've got a great contingency of friends and family who will be up in Rochester with me. And that's really what makes these weeks special. I always say, you know, play well or play poorly, it's going to be a great time. But obviously, the goal is to make the weekend and to compete. And I know I have the game to do it. So I'm just hoping that everything falls in place.
Well, you do have a day job. You are a PGA playing and teaching professional out of Westchester Country Club, representing the Met Section PGA. We're also very proud of you. But how tough is it to play in these major championships? And it's not like you're, you know, playing week in and week out, right? You're really teaching and working out of Westchester Country Club.
Yeah, you know, that work thing always seems to get in the way. But as I say that, I'm incredibly lucky. Westchester Country Club, the membership, Ben Hoffine and the staff, my coworkers, it's a very supportive place. They love the fact that not only myself, but we have other professionals, Paul and Mike and then the rest of the staff, Rob, Justin, we all compete. And they really give us the time and flexibility to do that. So we're all very lucky. And, you know, for me, it's been great. And I've said this a lot, you know, this will be my fifth year at Westchester and my fifth PGA in a row. And I don't think that's a mistake. They allow me to do outside of my work. And we work a lot, we teach a lot. But they've given me flexibility to kind of control my own schedule and do things as I see fit with a lot of trust. And being able to be away and know that everything back at work is being taken care of, it's huge. I've tried to do it the other way where you're balancing maybe a little more responsibility at the club and it's challenging. So I owe them a great deal of this success, But it's a lot. And over the years, I've just kind of learned what works for me, how I need to practice, how I need to prioritize my time. I've built a great team around me that support me and fill in the gaps when I can't do it. So it's definitely a team effort. And again, as I look to kind of head out this week, it's nothing but support from them, and I can play freely and know that things back at home are taken care of. So it's a great luxury. And again, they've been a very integral part of this journey that I've been lucky to be on.
Well, I know you won the PGA Professional Championship back in 2019, right? Tell us how
Yes.
you qualified this year.
So, I did. I was lucky to win back in 2019. That was a great week down in South Carolina. And unfortunately, the last two PGA Professional Championships have been a little more drama filled. This year, I was out in New Mexico for the tournament, and in the first round, played in some tougher weather. It was a really challenging golf course, and it was very windy and warm and at elevation. So, adapting a lot. I spend a lot of time in Florida during the winter, so certainly a change of pace from that. And didn't get a ton of breaks the first day, and shot four over, which for me is not a great day. And the second day, we played very early in the morning on the secondary course, and I hit it great and just seemingly was a victim of some bad lies and some things. Not these aren't complaints, it was just realities at the time. And as high level players will know, if you get bad lies and there's certain things out of your control, it just limits how aggressive you're able to be. So I was able to shoot one under, which finished me at three over. And out of the 312 players, there's a cut after round two to the top 90 in ties. And when I finished, which was Monday morning, our second round, I think I was tied for 130th. And so I needed, 40 people. Not that I ever wish bad things on people, but I needed 40 people to help me out. And my family and I were sitting around all day refreshing our phones. And again, I was second out in the morning, so there was a whole day of play. And it's tough. I mean, it was really difficult out there. And, as expected, some people started to fall back a little bit, but it ended up taking until I believe the second or third last group of the day. We started getting into like the mid 90s, and again, if I finish 91st, I don't play the next two rounds, and unfortunately, you and I are not speaking right now because no one wants to talk to someone that missed the cut. But someone made a bogey, and there was actually a group that needed to finish the next morning, and they made one more bogey. So I ended up at T89th, which again is not a goal of mine, but when I got behind the eight ball, I had to do everything I could just to make the cut. And I sat there all day thinking, if I get another chance to play the third round, I've been playing so well, I've been hitting it so well. If I get some better weather, I know I can go out there and make a run. I've played in that tournament now eight times. I know what to expect. I know where my game stacks up against the rest of the field in all the right ways if I play well. And so I was fortunately gifted that opportunity. And I got to play early on Tuesday, which is our third round. And I went out, and it's crazy to say I don't feel like I hit it that differently. It was just one of those days where I saw some putts go in, and I shot 66. It easily could have been 63 or two or four without a couple of lip outs, but six under there got me back to three under and well into the tournament. And then fourth round, you're kind of stuck between the position in this tournament, which is unique, where I would like to win and it was well within grasp. But you also don't want to fall out of that magical top 20 number to make the PGA. So I've just adopted the mindset that I'm going to go and try to shoot the lowest score that I can and not worry about that, which is easier said than done, I think, in the moment. But went out and I shot, I think I shot, I don't know, even par, maybe one under, and finished at 11th. So it was a total grind of a week, but it is nice to know that even if I don't have my best stuff and I don't get a lot of breaks, that I can still compete with that top 20 or even win the tournament. To think back of the six shots that I lost by, gosh, it seems like that would be so easy. But very grateful to make another PGA in all the right ways. A year without that would feel kind of abnormal at this point. Certainly, there's no guarantees, but I was able to take a deep sigh of relief after that final putt went in, and I was pretty confident that my score was good enough. So, wild week, more stressful than I'd love it to be, but as golfers know, sometimes that's the hand you're dealt, and you just do the best you can with it. So, again, very lucky to finish on top.
Hey, it was meant to be. So, Alex, tell us about what you had to overcome health-wise with the blood clot that you had in your leg back in 2016.
Sure. Gosh. Yeah, that there's a theme of these stories where I think, adversity happens and you're faced with challenges. But that was an interesting one because in 2016, that was the first PGA Professional Championship that I had ever qualified for. And back then, the tournament was in June, I believe. Now it's in April. When the PGA got moved, they had to move it back. But I had, even looking a few years prior to that, I had missed qualifying by one shot, I think 3 or 4 years in a row. And then finally in 2015, when I was in New Jersey, I qualified, and the PPC wasn't until June. So you had, whatever the math is on that, 7, 8 months to prepare for it. And literally the day I was driving up to Turning Stone, which is in New York, so it was, close enough to drive and not fly, thankfully. I woke up and my leg was swollen. It didn't really hurt, but it was kind of purple. And I'm like, this is something's not right here. So I drove myself over to the hospital and they kind of poked and prodded me for a little while and eventually discovered that I had a DVT, a blood clot in my left leg. And, pretty terrifying experience. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what happens from here. And, the competitive side of me is thinking, I want to go play golf. And so, after consulting the doctors, they put me on blood thinners and just were like, hey, kind of stay off it. And I said, well, I've got a pretty big golf tournament this week. Like, can I play? And they're like, well, it really can't get any worse. It won't be comfortable, but go for it. And I tried to play, and it was just so challenging. I mean, it was so swollen. I still have a few pictures. I've kind of tried to forget about it, but I wanted to be there. It was my first PPC. It was a chance to, that's the PGA Championship that year was at Baltusrol, which is right down the street. And this was before I worked there. But, as a competitor, I wanted to be there, and to be kind of held back by an injury just felt a little unfair. But was able to recover from that. It probably took 3 or 4 months before I could kind of walk without any kind of pain and discomfort, which is no fun, especially working a job where you're kind of required to be mobile. And the next year, fortunately, I was able to get into that top 20 and make my first PGA Championship. So it's a reminder of where we've been. I've also had some back injuries, and these things happen. And I've just learned to kind of have a level head with the adversity, much like last week and the last year, where things might not always go your way, and it might not be perfect, but you do the best you can. So fortunately, present day healthy. I really haven't had any repercussions from that injury. I'm still on blood thinners, but that's more preventative. So, in the grand scheme of things, very lucky. I think had I the tournament been somewhere else and I boarded an airplane that day, who knows?
Wow.
It probably would not have worked out very well. So, as unlucky as I've been, at the same time, I think there's always been some people looking over me as well.
Right. I mean, just the fact that you've overcome all these obstacles, that means a lot. And hey, maybe this is the year you make that cut at the PGA Championship. So what do you know about Oak Hill Country Club and how it may set up for your style of play, Alex?
I'm excited. There's a lot of layers to it. Jason Ballard, who's the director of golf, he and I worked together back at Congressional, and I've been trying to get up there to see him ever since he got the job. Some of my really close friends are from the Rochester area who will be up there with me, but I'm excited. I've never been there, but I feel like I already know quite a bit about it, in the sense it's in New York. It's up north golf. It's not Bermuda. It's going to be a big championship golf course, much like many of the places I've worked, Westchester, Baltusrol, Ridgewood, Congressional. They all kind of have that same blueprint. And again, this being my sixth PGA, I kind of know what to expect. I assume the rough will be very long. But I think it's a golf course where good shots are rewarded. If you can hit fairways and greens, you can score. And I'm excited because I think par is going to be a really good score. It's not going to be a tournament that's a total shootout. I think there's enough protection by length and just the way that they'll set the course up, which will be very fair. But you know, I've got a pretty good long game. My short game's pretty good. You know, I've been playing really well. So obviously, it's hard to stack yourself against the PGA Tour and think you have any advantage. But I've, you know, played with a lot of these guys. I've beaten many of them. I know where my game stacks up. And so the hope is just, you know, some of those 50-50 bounces, I hope they go my way next week. And if I can stay healthy and do what I know I can do, I think I'm very capable of making the cut and, you know, really competing. So I think the course will suit me well. A lot of people close to me have said the same thing. For some reason, this just feels like it's a lot of stars aligning. And so I'm going to kind of ride that out there and just, you know, give it my best effort Thursday and Friday and hope that's good enough to work on the weekend.
My last question, Alex. So what would you say is the difference between the team of 20 competitors, the PGA professionals who qualify for this major, and the elite players like, you know, defending champion Justin Thomas or Jon Rahm or Scottie Scheffler, from your perspective? I mean, do they do everything better, or what would you pinpoint as the difference between, you know, you guys who are great players and yet this elite talent of players that win, you know, week in and week out?
It's a good question. I think I've been asked this a lot, and I think about it a lot. And I've been lucky to kind of see both sides. I've played a lot of tour events. I've had status on tour. You know, we've played money games against these guys. The level of talent and ability, I don't think the difference is necessarily that big. But even on the PGA Tour, if you take the club pros out, I think there's a vast difference between some of the top players and the average guy. It's not to say that anyone is bad, but there's different levels to it. When you incorporate the team of 20, the club professionals, and again, like that team of 20, if you really dive deep into the 20 individuals, I think half of them were probably tour players at one point. Like I know JJ Colleen's playing. He played on tour for a long time. Like he was a Korn Ferry Player of the Year. You know, I've had some status on tour. So, you know, the title club pro, I think that's changed too. But what I've always said being the main difference between us and the rest of the field is just what you get to do every week. We're balancing often a lot of other things. We're having to teach, we're having to run tournaments. When you're a tour player, your entire day, week, month is dedicated to you getting better at golf. And you've got a team around you and you're on your own time. And again, I've seen both sides and there's differences there, you know, where you're not having to teach 12 hours a day and then jump on a plane and go do this. But the hardest part, and I think 11 of the 20 PGA professionals, this will be their first PGA championship. Maybe not their first tour event, but I remember walking into my first one, and there are just things that are really difficult to prepare yourself for unless you've gone through it. You know, the tour players that you mentioned, they've been playing on a version of the tour since they were junior golfers and traveling and had an entire kind of, you know, gauntlet of people around them to help them and make them better. Plus, they have confidence. And again, me going into my sixth, I'm far more comfortable and confident than I was going into my first. And I think every year my scores have gotten better because of that. You kind of know what to expect. You can normalize it a little bit. So I just say that comfort, you know, being able to show up and know what to expect versus doing it for your first time. I mean, you can relate it to any other task we do, whether it's driving or cooking or just, you know, dealing with kids. I don't know. The more you do something, the less you're stressed about it, the less you're nervous, and the more you can succeed. So I think for the team of 20, you know, we get 1 week to do this. I think as a tour player, if you have full status, you've got 26 weeks and you only have to play well a couple times. So it's hard to normalize the pressure and the expectations, but that's why I've always said, enjoy the week. You're going to look back next week when we're back at our day jobs and with just fond memories, and you hope you play great, but you've earned the right to be there. And the level of difference I think you come back with is small. But at the same time, you're going to think back to like, I just wish I didn't do that. Like I would normally not do that, but I wasn't thinking straight. I was stressed. I was nervous. So I think that's the greatest divide between us and them. But as we've seen, I mean, a lot of these club pros can play. A lot of the tour guys are really good too. So it'll be fun to kind of see where everyone shakes out at week seven.
Well, listen, all best this week at the PGA Championship at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. All of the Met Golf section is rooting for you, and continued success.
Thanks, Anne. I appreciate it. It's going to be a great week.
Thanks so much. Sports Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland, with world-class courses, historic links, stunning scenery, and unmatched hospitality, experience golf like never before in Ireland. Start planning your dream golf trip today at ireland.com/golf.